All right, so Halloween Resurrection was so bad, killed the franchise again.
Absolutely dead.
Only took two movies to destroy this timeline.
Which was an okay timeline.
Yeah.
It was better.
Wasn't bad. That. Something happened in between Resurrection and Halloween in 2007, and that was the emergence of remakes of horror movies.
Right.
And I blame/credits Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 2003 of really doing it, because it was good. It was a good one.
I think Dawn of the Dead's better.
I think that was after.
It was a year later.
Yeah, so I think Texas Chainsaw is really when this thing kicked off.
It started, but...
Yeah, and...
It wasn't a good one.
I disagree. I think it's very good.
Is that the one with Mia that you let me borrow?
No, that's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning.
Okay.
That is a franchise I don't know that I can handle.
Which one are we talking about then?
Jessica
Biel.
Yeah, wrong Jessica.
Wrong Jessica.
Yeah. That happened, and then it got people thinking about remakes and reboots instead of trying to continue franchises, which sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
It happened with all of them.
Yeah.
All of them got
every major franchise got the reboot, including Halloween. So here's the official synopsis. After being committed for 17 years, Michael Myers, now a grown man and still very dangerous, escapes from the mental institution and immediately returns to Haddonfield to find his baby sister, Lori. So there's no mystery in this one whatsoever.
Nope, you know
in
right
any
away.
Way. You know everything about the Myers family, the character of Michael Myers, because you meet him as a child talking and being a complete dirtball.
Easily the best intro to any Halloween movie.
I don't know about that.
Leading up to adult Michael, like... Young Michael is
kinda
incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I have such conflicted feelings about this Halloween.
Right.
Because one of my favorite things about the original is the lack of knowledge of anything really with Michael Myers or the Myers family.
Sure.
And they're a regular, middle class family. This takes it in such a different direction.
It has Rob Zombie's fingerprints.
Oh my God. And the thing is, I really like Rob Zombie. I think House of Thousand Corpses is okay.
Yeah.
To not very good, but
Devil's Rejects
is amazing. And I'd always heard he's a huge Halloween fan. He loves Halloween.
Right.
But he kept saying, like, well, he's not scary anymore.
Yeah.
Because the movies are just dumb.
He was right.
And he wanted to make Michael Myers scary.
He did pretty good.
He did a good job. But the thing that does annoy me about Rob Zombie's movies, every character is so loud and obnoxious.
Very vulgar, too.
Super vulgar.
There's lots of...
We have terrible mouths, the two of us.
Absolutely.
We say horrible things on a daily.
Yeah.
But good God, these guys are the worst.
I don't even know where he got his inspiration for the dialogue, because it's awful.
My first two notes are: every character is loud and annoying, way too vulgar, and then the Myers family is filthy, take a bath.
Yeah, they are.
They're so dirty.
Yeah,
every single one of them.
He really switched up the dichotomy in that house.
So you meet Mama Myers, mm-hmm. Judith, who is Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Little girl Jenny, which makes me very uncomfortable.
That's super weird.
And then you meet his stepdad the mom's boyfriend, Ronnie, who's horrible.
He's an awful, awful,
and
awful
then little baby Boo.
Little Boo. Little Angel is...
We will end up knowing...
turns out her name is.
As is Lori later in life. And you meet Michael, who is this weird-looking... dirty blonde child.
The person they got to play young Michael, the kid, genuinely creepy looking in his own room.
He is.
He's got that face where it's like, that's...
It's a very ambiguous face, too. Like,
yeah.
It's very androgynous. I'm not real sure.
His eyes just get me, man.
Yeah, it's like kind of boy, kind of girl in the look of him.
He's awesome. Everything he does in this movie is awesome.
You meet him, and he's got a rat, and, he kills that rat. You don't see him kill it.
No.
But you see him a little bit before and a little after.
Yeah. Blood
and everywhere. Then,
this movie's bloody, by the way.
It's very brutal. Everybody's yelling at him, except the mom. The mom seems to like him, but Judith is horrible to him.
Ronnie's awful.
Ronnie's the worst, and the baby is nice.
Yeah.
Because she's a baby.
Little Boo.
And so he goes to school, and he gets picked on there by the kid from Spy Kids. Yeah,
his mom's a stripper.
At the same bar that Dr. Loomis finds the matches in the first movie.
Yep.
And in the original, which I kind of liked that tie-in. I thought that was interesting.
I mean, it's so obvious that he couldn't not use it.
Yeah. And then you find out that Michael's been, they found, what, dead animals in his locker?
Yep.
And then you meet Dr. Loomis, who's a hippie.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Michael's getting picked on by these kids. You find out that he's kind of a psycho in these meetings with his mom, where she's finding out, like, oh, he's killed animals.
Yeah.
And she's sort of in denial about it, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Loomis wants to talk with Michael, and she's like, no, he doesn't need that. Michael is watching the bullies, who's being a bully to somebody else.
Yeah, takes his hat and spits in it.
That's real gross.
Jerk move.
And then Michael puts on this clown mask.
As you do.
And he proceeds to beat the kid to death.
He logs him pretty good.
It's violent. Like, if you're not into violence, don't watch this movie. No. It is brutal.
Absolute brutality. Like, they watch
Saw. And the blood's really dark, too.
Yeah. It looks like chocolate syrup.
Kind of, yeah.
But it's like they watch Saw, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah. The one thing I do really like in this movie is I do like Sherry Moon, Rob Zombie's wife, as Michael's mom.
Yeah.
I think she's really good in it.
In this one, she's all right.
Yeah.
She's pretty okay.
She's the least loud in the whole movie.
Yeah. Even in, like, the other movies that she's in, the other, obviously, Rob Zombies.
Yeah.
She's a bit much.
Yeah.
A bit over the top, but as Mama Myers.
She's really good.
Yeah.
I just don't like that Michael is so paint-by-numbers serial killer.
Oh, man, it is.
I mean, it is. Every box is checked
Everything is checked.
What he's going to be as a killer someday.
Yep.
And again, there's the mystery in the original that is just, the subtlety's gone in this one.
It's also a remake. How much later? Like, they don't really need to do the ambiguous thing.
So he kills the boy. So now he's actually killed a human, and it's there. So now he's obviously going to up his game.
Yep.
He wants to go trick-or-treating, and his sister's going to have to take him because mommy's got to work. Ronnie's there just being a jerk, calling him Michelle. And
oh, yeah. Michelle.
Just gets him mad. He wants to go trick-or-treating. He's like, you're too old for that. Blah, blah, bleep, bleep, bleep stuff.
Bleep, 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 indeed.
Judith's boyfriend comes in, and if you know anything about the original movie, you know what's about to happen.
Playing checkers.
Michael's goes and sits outside while his mom is stripping.
Well, Love Hurts plays.
Love Hurts, right? Plays, which is, I now always think of this movie when I hear that song.
Love Hurts.
And Judith is upstairs with her boyfriend, and he says, come on, let's do it with the mask. So he puts the classic Michael Myers mask on.
The mask on. That's where he gets the mask, is Judith's boyfriend.
When they're doing things together.
It's better than just a random hardware store, but
I guess. So they're upstairs doing their business. By the way, this boyfriend, a little better than Judith's original boyfriend.
Yeah, he takes a little bit longer to play.
In certain areas, yeah. So Michael comes back in. He duct tapes
drunk
over Ronnie.
Being Ronnie.
Yeah.
Drunk, passed out. Duct tapes him to the chair. And oh, man, it's so brutal.
And then slits his throat. And I hate the gristly sound that's with it.
Dude.
It's worse in the second. There's a worse one in the second
the
one.
The sound effects in this movie are better than the first, at the very least. There's no lasers jumping over cars or anything.
That's true. So now he's killed Ronnie. And after Judith's boyfriend is like, I'm going to go make a sandwich. He goes downstairs. Michael's hiding. And then he beats him with a baseball bat.
Baseball. Dude, the ping when he hits that head.
Oh, it's ugh. It's like twitchy. Yeah.
It's so bad.
But again, if you like violence, though, you'll probably really like this movie.
Yeah.
More than I do.
Yeah.
And then he goes upstairs, and Judith is laying there in just a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Barely covers her bottom half. And Michael puts the Michael Myers mask on, and it's huge on him.
It looks really silly.
It's seen. I can't.
NBA Jam big head mode.
It totally is. And I don't know if I like it or not. I still can't decide.
It's fine.
If it's creepy or if it's too ridiculous.
It's a little bit of both, I guess.
So he starts touching his sister, and it's weird.
Super weird.
And she's like, not again. And she's listening to Don't Fear the Reaper, which is from the first movie.
Yep.
And then she realizes Michael, and she's like, Michael, what are you doing? And then she starts slapping him in the face.
Which is the wrong move.
And he's like, nope. And then he stabs her, which I really hate this part. Like, I hate how violent it is when he kills his sister.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And
she crawls away.
She crawls, and then he starts following her, like future Michael will do.
Stalk, yeah.
And the Shape Stock's music starts playing a bit more intense version of it. Everything is more intense in this one.
The shaky cam.
Yeah, and he's following her in the clown suit, but with the Michael Myers mask on.
Slash after slash.
Then he goes into the baby sister's room.
You think, okay, well, this baby's getting it.
Yeah, but then you remember, oh, wait, this is probably going to be Lori.
More than likely Lori.
And so he takes the mask off. He's like, hey, boo.
Gives her a smooch.
Yeah, and then takes her out, and they just sit on the porch until the mom shows up, and then the cops and everybody shows up, and then we're taken to Smith's Grove, where Michael is now going to stay there and hang out with Dr. Loomis. And I like these scenes. I actually like these scenes more in the director's cut, because you get more of it.
Yeah.
That's the only version of the movie I have, by the way, so I couldn't watch the theatrical one.
Yeah, same.
So if I say anything different, then you're like, oh, I don't remember that. It's because it's a different movie.
Yeah.
And I like those scenes with Michael getting progressively worse.
Malcolm McDowell? Is that
yes,
his name?
He's really good in this.
He's awesome.
He's really good in this one. Yeah, when we get to the next one.
He's really good in the next one. It's just the writing wasn't as good for him.
But at the same time, he's not the Loomis that I like so much. But it's okay because, you know, he's just a little different. They use certain lines that are similar the original movie, but not quite.
Yeah.
And Michael's just progressively getting worse.
And he's using a tape recorder, so that could be an indication of the year again.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. His mom comes to visit him throughout the time, and she's getting more and more distraught because he's getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Starts making his own masks.
Yeah, he freaks out when people take his mask
off.
Very
cathartic for him.
Yeah, and then his mom realizes that her baby's gone, and she shoots herself in the head.
We meet Danny Trejo.
Yep. Machete.
Machete's in this.
He's in it, and he's actually really good in it.
Really nice guy.
He plays a security guard that likes Michael, well, as much as you can. And then it does a little time jump after the mom kills herself to adult Michael.
Which is brutal because the baby's in the background.
Yeah, you can hear the baby crying. And
she's watching home videos, and there's a big boom, obviously gun, and then the baby starts crying hysterically.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. I get what he's going for.
Yeah.
It hit a little bit too close to home. It was like, oh, I don't like it.
I have a note in here that I forgot about when we were talking about young Michael and what he looks like.
Uh-huh.
I said he looks like Hillary Duff. He looks like a dirty, puffy Hillary Duff.
Wow.
Hillary Puff.
That's awful.
It does.
You're a terrible person.
So speaking of terrible person, now we get to the point where Michael's older. He's got masks all over his room.
Oh, yeah, these guys, huh?
And this is a major difference between the theatrical version and the director's cuts. And there's a thing in here that I hate in movies, and it's a rape scene. We're not going to really get into it too much, but it's this horrible guard and, like, his friend.
Yeah, he just calls his friend down. It's his first day on the job, and he calls his friend down to the mental asylum.
Yeah, and they grab this girl that's crazy or whatever. We don't really know much about her.
Yeah.
And they do stuff to her in Michael's room for some reason.
In Michael's room.
And Michael doesn't really care what's going on because he's working on a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty much just blank, emotionless, devil's eyes, all that stuff.
Yep.
And until they grab his mask.
They start
doing stuff to her with the mask on. And they're just being loud and just...
It's such a disgusting, unneeded scene.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
and Michael's like, you don't touch my mask. And then he kills him.
It's just Rob Zombie being that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, well, I'm going to be shocking. And
yeah.
Which
he is, I guess.
Yeah. And then he breaks free here. Now, in the theatrical version, he's being taken away.
Mm.
I can't remember exactly where, because it's been so long since I've seen it. But he's being taken away by Mama Firefly from The Devil's Rejects.
Right.
And the guy with the long white hair.
Bill?
Yeah, Bill Moseley. But I can't think of what his...
I don't remember his name is either.
Those two play security guards, and he kills them. So essentially, he kills all the Devil's Rejects.
Right.
Except for Captain Spaulding.
Yeah.
And I like that one better, just because it doesn't involve rape.
You know where they're not taking him is the shower, because he's a dirty man.
He's filthy. He's filthy. Everybody's filthy in this movie. It's just I took like two baths after I watched this one.
Every single person has a layer of dirt.
Everybody's just gross and grimy.
That's so bad.
He's about to break free. Before he can, he meets his old friend, Machete, and then just kills the hell out of him.
Off some Machete.
And I actually, my note says, I was sad when Danny Trejo gets killed.
You know, it's kind of a nod to the hot tub drown a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do something similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, once he gets out, he goes and he kills Another guy from Devil's Rejects, Captain Spaulding's brother in Devil's Rejects.
Yep.
I can't remember what his name is. Big, I can't think of his name. But anyway, he kills him and takes his overalls. That's a pretty brutal thing, because he just like beats him down in a bathroom stall.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's sort of like how you think H2O is going to go,
yeah,
but it doesn't.
Yeah.
They do here.
Yep.
And then he stabs him and does a lot of stabbing, and it's a lot of gross, squishy sounds.
The guy looks like Morpheus.
Yeah, he does.
He really looks like Morpheus.
Morpheus with a crazy beard.
Yeah.
So then Michael is headed home, and when we get to Haddonfield, we meet Laurie Strode. The new Laurie, played by...
Scout Taylor Compton.
Okay. I never remember what it... I was friends with her on MySpace.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think she's friends with everybody, but it doesn't really matter. I hate her. I hate her so much.
How do you hate her?
Because she's loud and obnoxious.
Okay. In this movie, I don't see it.
And then she...
The bagel thing, maybe.
That drives me nuts.
She makes a bagel joke, innuendos,
the
and whatever.
The dirty old man does stuff... people.
She's a typical kid.
Fingers moving in and out of a bagel.
She's a teenager in the...
Yeah, but she's so 2000s. Loud.
Nah.
I don't she's like fine. It.
What I don't like is Linda being a cheerleader wearing a Slayer t-shirt.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. They're all like metalheads.
That's Rob Zombie's influence. Completely.
I know, but it shouldn't be. Like, he's ignoring...
It gets even worse in the next one.
Oh, God, the next one. Okay, we're not there yet.
Right, but in this one, maybe it's just me, but I never met a cheerleader that liked Slayer.
That's true.
And then again, I've never really put together...
And you hate cheerleaders in the Halloween school. Films, too.
Yeah, true.
So we also meet Annie, a returning friend from the original movie. Well, so is Linda. But mm-hmm. The cool thing about Annie is she's played by Danielle Harris, who was unceremoniously taken out of the franchise mm-hmm. when she was... Jamie Lloyd.
And she's awesome.
She's still. Great in this. Yeah. She also, I do not really buy her as a teenager anymore, though, because she's slightly older than I am.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she's back.
She's got that young face.
She does. And she's really short, too.
Yeah,
which
that probably helps.
That does help a lot. I like her better, I think, in the next one, but...
Yeah, true.
Which, unfortunately, she gets super dirty in the next one.
I like all of them, except Linda, I guess.
I like all of them, except Laurie.
I
like Linda in this one, actually.
Fine.
Now we're getting to almost a shot-for-shot remake of the original
Skipping
movie.
The boring middle parts.
Okay. We're boring.
Skips the boring middle section
stuff.
Of Halloween and goes straight to Bob and Linda.
We do meet Annie's dad, this time played by Brad Dourif, who he's the new sheriff. And and what I like about him is it's Chucky. He's the voice of Chucky.
Oh, really?
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's voiced Chucky through every single movie.
That is incredible.
And he is now the sheriff in Haddonfield.
That just makes that movie so much better.
And I love that guy. I really do. Linda gets Linda and Bob. You don't really get to know Bob much other than they drive up to the Myers house. They're going to do it in the Myers house this time.
Right.
Michael's literally standing on the balcony of the Myers
playing
house.
Playing checkers in the Myers house?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And
making sure.
And there's going to be a lot of jumping. And Michael's just staring down at them.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And I'm like, you would see him doing that.
I would think so.
He's a tall drink of water.
He's a big man.
He's like 7 foot.
Who plays? Sabretooth plays him. Right?
Yeah, Tyler Mane.
Yeah,
and he was also a Devil's Rejects as well.
Yep. Former professional wrestler.
Yeah, I actually saw him in WCW once.
Nice.
He did not last in wrestling for... very long,
no,
though.
He's a big man. He wasn't part of the Skyscrapers, was he? That was somebody else.
No, those
That's
are
David Spivey.
Yeah, and,
That's what I'm
and
thinking.
Undertaker. He disposes of them. You see Linda get killed in a very unfortunate way.
I liked that Bob wore the ghost this time.
Yeah, Bob did it first, did the ghost thing.
Which makes a lot more sense
as
to why Michael would then be dressed as this weird
ghost. And this
ghost.
Pretty much mimics how he saw Judith and her boyfriend. He's standing in the hallway the exact same way that he did as a kid.
Yeah.
Which is creepy.
I'll
give it that.
For sure.
This time he kills Bob in the hallway of the stairs. Or in the stairway.
Still knifes him.
Still knifes him. Still stares at him.
Yep.
He's so tall. Like, he's so big now.
He's a big man.
Well, here's something. We need to go back a little bit. So when he gets back to town
mm-hmm.
and he gets in the house, he goes and opens the floorboard to get his mask and his knife.
Sure, yeah.
It's literally the same mask and knife he used to kill everybody in the beginning. When he was a child,
how
when did he do that?
I don't know.
Like, when did he
he didn't have time to do that because...
No, unless he did it, I don't know.
In between...
But I thought of that last time I watched it. I'm like, when did he do that?
Yeah, the mom probably immediately called the cops as he was sitting there. Well, he didn't have the mask on when he was with the baby.
So, he took it off.
Yeah, right.
So I'm wondering if maybe before, I don't know, but he would have had to do something to get the floorboards up.
Plot hole.
Yeah.
Come on, zombie. You're better than this.
You are better than that. He gets rid of Bob and Linda. Mm-hmm. Linda gets strangled completely naked. You see a lot of nudity in this movie, the way.
Yeah. Very much rated R movie.
But it's not a good nudity. It's not what I call good nudity either. Because people are dying at the same time.
Okay, I was going to say define good nudity.
Yeah, I know.
I see what you mean.
It's more gratuitous, I guess you could say, in this one. It's
unnecessary.
Yeah.
She didn't have to be full on.
But there's nothing left to the imagination.
No.
You meet Lori with Tommy Doyle again. It follows it pretty much the same. So she's babysitting Tommy.
Yep.
And Linda also has Lindsay all over again. Or not Linda, but Annie. She takes her over. It's the same. I mean, they do it beat for beat.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did like, though, is Lindsay's still watching the thing.
Yeah, she is.
And Michael's watching it as a kid.
Yep.
And at one point, he's in the house with them. And he's standing. It's a real creepy shot. Mm-hmm. He's standing over Lindsay, just watching the movie like, oh, yeah, I was watching this before I, started murdering everybody.
That's when Ronnie
died. Think if they would have just shut up and not said anything, just let him finish the movie. It might have been fine.
We could have just avoided this whole thing.
The whole thing could have been fine if he just would have watched the thing all the way through.
Good job, Ronnie.
I don't mind the kids, actually, in this one.
Yeah, the kids are fine.
I think that might be my favorite part in the movie is Lindsay watching the movie with Michael behind her.
That's pretty good.
It's a good part, and I think it's a nice reference to the original. I don't know. I think the movie just starts to get long for me here.
Yeah, Loomis goes and gets a gun, but he needs a big gun because he knows what he's going against.
Lori gets the kids left with her. Annie goes back to, play checkers with her boyfriend. And just as they get started, Michael shows up, kills the boyfriend, and then doesn't kill Annie this time. She lives.
Yeah, he uses her as bait almost.
Yeah, to get Lori to come over.
Really weird.
Yeah, it's really psychological and messed up what he does. And I don't mind Annie living. It's fine. Maybe I think it's because I like Danielle Harris and I didn't want to see her die.
She's so good in that.
Where do we go from here, Kurt? What kind of... Because
I don't know.
The point where I think the movie gets long.
It should end in the pool.
Yeah, there's a scene where Lori gets chased into a pool, which I think is in the back of the Myers house.
He has the picture.
Yeah, he's got the picture of Boo.
Yeah, so...
And this one, he just knows it's her.
Yeah.
Because she comes to the house in the beginning, just like in the original movie, and he's stalking because he knows. Oh, here's one thing I'm sure you liked. Michael does not drive in this movie.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He walks everywhere.
That's fantastic.
What also makes it creepier and a little bit more unrealistic, he's in full garb with blood on it and the mask, and he's just walking around in broad daylight.
It's Halloween.
I guess... Yeah,
it's the first time people have seen him in 15, 17 years, whatever.
Yeah, and so he kills some cops that are trying to protect the kids and Lori, and then...
Eventually knocks Lori out.
Yeah.
Through a pretty okay chase.
Like, yeah.
It's way more tense than the first movie because she's like hiding in walls and...
Instead of having Linda laying in bed, or Annie laying in bed, he has Linda laying completely naked again.
Course.
Upstairs in the attic of the Myers house.
Yeah.
With Judith's tombstone there.
Yep.
And again, a pumpkin.
Yep.
Or jack-o'-lantern.
Yep.
And he takes Lori up there and she's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what this is. He keeps showing the picture like, hey, look, it's you.
Yeah.
But he won't talk because he's forgotten how.
That's in the basement.
Is that the basement?
Because there's a dirt floor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was in the attic.
No. And then she goes to the fence thing.
How she gets in the pool.
She figures out, he's showing her the picture and she's like, Oh, Michael. And she like reaches for the knife and she gets him right in the collarbone, I guess.
Yeah, and he takes his mask off at that point too.
Yeah.
Very similar to Halloween 4.
Yeah.
Or 5.
5.
When he does that with with Jamie.
So he chases her out, she falls into a pool.
Deep pool too.
Very deep pool. Boom, 3 shots.
Yes.
That's all it takes. Put down Michael Myers.
Yep.
3 shots. Takes her to the car. She says, was that the boogeyman?
I think he says the same thing.
He starts to say, yeah. And then, Mikey's not done.
No, he never is.
One of the best jump scares I've seen.
It's a good one.
in a long
time. Yanks her out of the police car.
Bust through that window.
And I wish that would have been the end of the movie and it cut to black right there.
Yeah.
But then they go back in the house again.
Yep, and that's when she goes in the wall.
Yeah, right? And there's another chase, and Loomis gets, you think, dead. Like, it would appear he, like, dies.
Right.
So we do this game again.
Yep.
And he falls, what you think is kind of to his death, but he drops his gun. Lori gets it, yep. And then Michael charges at her, and he shoots her, or shoots him. She shoots him. They go out a window. Very similar to Michael going out the window in the first one.
But he tackles her out this window.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah,
looking.
He's real mad because Boo now is a jerk to him, like everybody else.
Boo put a bullet in him.
Yeah. Loomis has betrayed him. Boo's betrayed him. Now no one is on his side at all.
Yep.
And Lori gets up. She sits on top of him and then shoots him. We don't know where because it's off camera.
Three clicks. She pulls the trigger three times. Click, click, click.
Yeah.
And then bang.
It's like an explosion of blood in her face.
One of the most terrifying screams.
Yeah, and it's
she unloads.
Screams. And then it cuts to black and the movie's over.
Yep.
And you don't know what happened. I believe it was Rob Zombie's intention to only do one movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was going to have Michael be dead. I think she was going to kill Michael.
Pretty good end.
You don't know what's going to happen to her. But they're like, well, we're going to make a movie anyway. He's like, well, fine. I don't want somebody else to ruin what I've started. So I'm going to take over.
Oh, Rob Zombie, you fool.
So